Okay, folks. We have a lot to do here in the cabin this morning. It is pouring rain out there in the real world. Just gonna back out of my garage ever so slightly here till we get things tightened up. There we go, sunroof closed, windows up. We're gonna need to have air conditioning, lights. It's nasty and terrible out there, folks. Gonna back out a bit more and we'll close the garage door. See how much bullshit there is that I have to do just so I can go for a drive? It takes me like 45 minutes to get ready to go out, you know. I'm such a homo. Okay, I need some fan blowing. Okay. Gloves. We better put on our death-defying driving gloves. Okay, now, alright, so, I am in the Porsche once again. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I realize that, oh, we better turn on the radar detector. Listen to the rain. Can you hear the rain? Oh my goodness. Alright, we gotta get rolling, folks, because we are behind schedule, as usual. Oh, this car. Anyway, so I promise, I realize that the Porsche is not a very good podcasting platform because I tend to get caught up in the driving of the car and I don't do my podcast. So I apologize. I apologize for that. But please, so I will try to remain focused today and do the show and not get tied up in the driving so much. All right, so let's get to it because we're months behind. I want to say hello to the people who've been following me on Twitter. Oh, and I printed off. Oh, fuck, I'm an idiot. I printed off the reviews from America of everybody, and I was going to thank them all, and I left the printout at home. Oh, dear Faye. Anyway, just let me say hello to some new followers on Twitter, one of them being the lovely Daniel. From intermingled with that ranger John from the Dark Forest podcast. I've had some other followers too. Now, normally, oh, my life is so complex, people. You see, what I would do is I would flip over to Twitter and look to see who's followed me lately so I could say that Timmy Sims is following me and some guy named Bob and, you know, all these guys are following me. But my old phone died. I lost my phone. I'm on my old phone. If I go to the internet on that phone, it just makes the audio sound terrible. You get all this tick, 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 tick antenna because, you know, it's like ham radio frequencies on my old dead iPhone. Anyway, so I can't look up anything. I can't look at my email. I can't look at anything. Anyway, let us continue. So thank you to those recent and new followers, and thank you once again to those iTunes reviewer leavers. This just in, Pinkies, just through the magic of editing, I've just been handed a note that contains all of those iTunes reviews. So I would like to say thank you to RJ from A Cup of Fresh Hell podcast. That was from 2010. B. Frank, that would be Bridget Frankowiak from Emergency Pants podcast. Again, from 2010. Cup of Chris. Now, Cup of Chris is pretty probably likely related to RJ from A Cup of Fresh Hell because it was Chris and RJ on that show. He left a review as well. Everyone's leaving 5-star reviews here. That was back in the mid-2010. Love the Show by Miss Misery. That's Nessa. Hello, Nessa. We have a review from Brother Sinatus in 2011. We're getting on. It's getting closer to the present here. Somebody by the name of Stick Swizzle, which just happens to be Carol Ann in Ohio. Hi, Carol Ann. You know I miss you. I hope you're doing well. Thank you for your review from, 2012. Hey, we're coming. We're less than 2 years away now. Wicked Cool Video by Ken Raby. Referring to one of the videos in the Pink Wheel Let's podcast, 2012. King BW. That sounds familiar. Do we know who that is? Who's King BW, I wonder? He left a 5-star, or she, pardon me, he, her, left a review in 2012. OSAFP1. 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 Left a review, funny and sweet, in 2013. Yay, 2013. Coastal Seder, well, we all know who that is, Seder69. More Than Canadian Car Talk by someone by the name of Brenda Boo, 3033. Never, wouldn't have a clue who that might be. And Moose P, Moose in North Carolina, left a very nice 5-star review in May of this year. So thank you, everybody, for all those reviews. I certainly do appreciate it. And hello to Ranger John. Had some nice email communications with Ranger John and who's that guy? Mark Musing. And that guy in London. The London Aussie Battler, I'm going to call him from now on. So I've been really enjoying the London Aussie Battler podcast. So hello to Scotty. And hello to everybody else. Casey in Denver emailed me. We're going to talk about that on the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage, which I think is October 18th, Friday, I think. I can't be sure. And, yeah, so that's my shouts out. Okay, shit or get off the pot. Too far away. Okay, I'm going to take ya. Overtaking on the wrong side of the road. Hey, you maniac. Let's put some heat in this beast. This car just does not like to break loose. You really need to reef it over. It needs to be manhandled. I know some people out there who would like to be manhandled. I'm sure they all got manhandled at Pride 48. I've been enjoying listening to all the Pride 48 fallout. Or whatever, the post-show updates, everyone's talking about Pride 48. Okay, so is anybody else upset at iTunes? Like, I am seriously, what the hell did they do to the podcasting library on the fucking iTunes 11 point whatever the hell it is? I am very, very upset about this. They completely removed the ability for you to maintain your own lists. Like, it shows every instance of the show that's available. You know, 50 or 75 old episodes that I am not interested in. I've already heard. I can't make them go away. I hate it. They give you basically four views, which you can't really edit. You can't create your own searches, and it's just horrible. I just hate it. I hate the pod. I'm done. I'm done with iTunes podcasting. And I can't even get my songs onto the bloody phone because this says I don't have the podcasting app. Apple's, they want me to have their own fucking podcasting app so I can listen to my own fucking podcast. I hate them. I am done. Thank you, Trucker Alex, for introducing me to Downcast. Everybody, just pay the $10 or fucking $5, whatever it is. Get Downcast and get rid of that Apple crap off your Apple iPhone. Okay, be quiet. I'm driving here. Oh, my God. Here we go, here we go. Oh, it's slick, people. It's slick. We're gonna die. We're gonna die. What a nasty day. Holy crap. Anyway, regardless, or needless to say, I'm not very impressed with iTunes version 59 or whatever the fuck it is. What's my time? I'm behind schedule here, folks. I have a long distance to go and a short time to get there. It sounds like one of those country songs. What was that? The Bo and Luke Duke show. There, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Little do do little do do do. How'd you like that? How'd you like my impression of that guy? Okay, let's come back down to earth here. Oh, Faye. Alright, so enough about iTunes. Well, I guess I gotta tell you about the visit with Brenda Boo. Because if I don't mention that Brenda Boo was here on my show, she's gonna be so mad at me. We had a lovely time having Brenda Boo here with us, up here in the Canadas. Picked her up at the airport. We went to in the middle of nowhere. Sat around in the lap of luxury, and it was all over far too soon. And she went back with a tear in her eye, because that's what girls do. Isn't it, Brenda? You girls! I ought to get on the Secretly Timid show. You girls are so girly. Oh dear, another lawsuit in waiting. So Brenda Boo was here, had a lovely time. I've gone back to work. Life is sort of getting back to normal. And, had a very nice, relaxing little vacation. So we had a wonderful time. Really enjoyed ourselves. So nice to see Brenda Boo and Musing Mark. You heard us on the Scrabble show. Just go listen. There's no secrets to tell. Except for the pee drinking. I think that's the only secret we've kept is the pee drinking that was going on. Poor Brenda. If you want to know what we're talking about, you're going to have to email podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. This is me, I should charge you an email, just like the fucking Big Brother and the X Factor and all that. Folks, did you hear the Toppy Smelly show number 377, End of Days, I think, or something like that? Can't remember the title. What a fantastic piece of podcast engineering that is. I just think that Toppy Smelly is the most creative man in the world. I wanted to gush about him, but we're getting onto the freeway, so I'm going to shut her down. We'll talk about Toppy Smelly a little later. Okay, come back in a minute after we get off this freeway. Oh, yes. Toppy Smelly. Let's talk about Toppy Smelly. People, this man is a genius. Okay, just be quiet, little ding-a-linger. My ding-a-ling is making noise again. Toppy Smelly, you create I have in my brain this little town of Pickle Hollow that you created in the last 11, whatever, when, how many years? 4 years. You have built with your audio shows this little town with all these people in it. It's all in my head. You got your fingers in my ears with your audio brilliance, and you're wiggling them around in my brain, making this such an amazing landscape of characters and stories. I really believe you are the most talented person I would like to know. You know, your audio is so amazing and intricate, and you just are brilliant with your music beds and your characters. Every voice you do is so intricate and unique, and your sound effects. It's just amazing, that show that you do, known as the Smellcast. People, if you're not listening to the Smellcast, Toffee Smelly, you are not a bright person. Go and listen to it. I'm sure you are. And you know, I think, speaking of Pride 48 and Toffee Smelly, I think that Pride 48 needs to have a podcaster of the year that they nominate. And I think Toffee Smelly should be the Pride 48 podcaster of the year. In fact, I'm going to start a campaign to make Toffee Smelly the Pride 48 podcaster of the year. No, really. Do you remember, you know, I think that Toffee Smelly has had a huge hand in making Pride 48 what it is. He had the Toffee Smelly's biggest talent show or something like that. And yeah, that brought together a whole lot of people from within the Pride 48 community. Everybody did little bits and things that they sent in, and you know, Toffee had this big show, and there was build-up. Like, there was a storyline. We thought the community center was going to be, whatever, not available, and the whole show would have to be canceled. And, like, he just did a great job with that Toffee Smelly crazy talent show, or whatever the hell it was called. It was just so fantastic, and it brought all these people together. And he made a fantastic and entertaining show out of all the crap that all of us sent in to him. It was just amazing. Just wonderful, Toffee. And you're always in Pride 48. You're always listening to every Yahoo that gets on this network. I don't know about that, but I nominate Toffee Smelly for Pride 48 Podcasting of the Year 2014. Okay, well, listen, folks. I don't know if I covered everything on my list, but I wanted to check in with you on my own time, on my own show, without any other yahoos with me. No giggly girls or musing people, and just tell you what's going on. So thank you for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Follow me on Twitter at Faye Driver, FeyDriver. And don't leave me any reviews, because I'll never see them. And you'll be bitter because I haven't thanked you for a review you left in 2010. 3 years ago. And I'm finally thanking them for their... Well, I'm not even thanking them, because I don't have the names. Okay, let's go. Turn that old Toyota RAV4 left. Oh, good Lord, people. It's amazing, but anything moves in this town. Okay, I'm done. Goodbye. Go away.